I first met Justice Ginsburg when she and Judge Jay Skelly Wright interviewed me for the position of court law clerk for the District of Columbia Circuit Court. She was so soft-spoken and even seemed a little shy. As I served for the court, I got to see her regularly at our motions meetings and in her office. I was awed by her brilliance and her heart. As a litigator and a clinical law teacher for the Women in the Law ACLU project at Columbia, she had already made an incredible impact in bending our legal jurisprudence towards equality. As a jurist, she had even more of an impact in transforming our laws and society. She was an absolute inspiration to me. May her memory be a blessing and an inspiration for others.
Thank you for that statement. I have a question. Did
Sure.
you have this experience before you became a professor at UNM Law School?
Oh, yeah. I was all of 23 years old. I was a clerk right after law school.
Okay. So it probably was very instrumental in shaping the way you dealt with the law and the way you dealt with your students afterwards.
Absolutely. Just absolutely. She was, and that's why I was so into women in the law, because of her. She was just absolutely amazing. And to have that experience at such a formative age, it was the first job I had after law school. I clerked for the D.C. Circuit. So I wasn't her personal clerk. She had three of those. The court clerk is kind of a cooler job because it serves all of the judges and it does all of the motions that come into the court. So we got to meet with the judges, all of the different judges, every single one in that court every week. And then we got to go to their office. We would get assigned an opinion or whatever to write. And then we would get to work with them personally. And it was just incredible. So I worked with Bork and with Scalia, because they were both at the D.C. Circuit then.
Okay. I wanted to make that clear. This wasn't when she was a Supreme Court judge. It was when she was
She was a District of Columbia Circuit Court judge. It was her first gig.
Oh, wow.
Her first judicial position, yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. And I had no idea that she would go on to be a Supreme Court justice and then become this incredible icon. I just had no idea.
That was still at the point, we may still be at the point, when it was hard for women to make their way in the legal world and make their voices heard as judges or in a court.
Yeah, she and Patricia Wald were the only two women in the entire D.C. Circuit back then.
Did you have a feeling that she was sort of finding her way and making her voice heard?
Well, this was sort of early in her career, relatively early in her career. And so she was very respectful of the court processes and proceedings. And she definitely taught me that respect for the law. And even if she thought a rule was stupid, and I would agree, it was still the rule, and she was very, very respectful of the traditions and the rules, and that was very powerful for me to see.
So you felt that you could go someplace, that you weren't sort of wasting your time with law because they didn't care what women said anyway?
No. I think I was so lucky to see both Judge Wald and Judge Ginsburg. And the interesting thing about them was both of them had really started their law degrees after they'd raised their families, or used their law degrees after they raised their families.
Oh.
Which was also interesting to me because they were older when they began their law degrees. And I was different. I was going straight through. So it was interesting because the clerks, of all of the clerks, I think there were, how many women? There were three women of all of the, I think there were 12 of us. And the other two were older as well. They had raised their families before they went to law school or whatever. And so I was the youngest, by far the youngest woman, but I was not the youngest men. Most of the men were going straight through. It was an interesting time, I think.
What made you decide to have that experience, to go there and become a clerk?
Well, Judge Jay Skelly Wright's former law clerk, Professor Schwartz, told me I should apply.
Oh.
Yeah. They wanted me to succeed. And you know, and I do, I'm very grateful to the law school because they, you know, they noticed me. And, you know, because my very first semester, I got all A's. And it never happened again, not ever, not, you know. But that semester just, you know, all of a sudden I was a star for them. And so Mr. Schwartz, he had clerked for Jade Skelly Wright, and he suggested that I apply. He suggested I apply for the court law clerk position, and I did. And I honestly didn't even know what it was. I just, you know, they told me to do it. I thought it was a good thing to do.
And what was the effect of it on you? Did it encourage you to keep going, or did it make you think about it?
Oh, no, it really encouraged me to keep going. It was incredible. I mean, can you imagine being at the D.C. Circuit, which is the second most powerful court in the country?
Well, I think it might be a little imposing is what I meant.
No,
but
no,
like,
I just,
no.
I was amazed that I was there, absolutely amazed that I was there. And I also realized, you know, I could do it. I was with those other clerks who had these Ivy League educations. And I guess another one of the women was from Berkeley. And I was able to hang. And I just felt like, wow, this is amazing.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. No, it was a great experience. And I don't know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was just such an incredible individual in so many ways. And I, of course, when I clerked for her, I had no idea how incredible she was.
Well, yes, because you were just beginning.
I was just beginning.
Well, that's wonderful to be able to think back a little bit on that experience with you. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.